I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. In 1 week, caucus goers in Iowa will give a giant lift to the presidential hopes of one Democrat and one Republican. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is running neck and neck with his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. VPR's Patty Daniels and Peter Hirschfeld are in the Hawkeye State to cover Sanders' bid for victory in the nation's first presidential caucuses.
And ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming our next president, Bernie Sanders.
Nearly 700 people have packed into the Lions Masonic Lodge No. 93 in Clinton, Iowa. Sanders has pushed up the sleeves of a charcoal gray sweater and addresses the standing room only crowd in the stuffy basement.
And it sounds to me like you guys are ready to make a political revolution.
The crowd here in Clinton is enthusiastic for Sanders, but there are undecideds in the room. Even after months of intensive campaigning by the candidates known largely as Bernie and Hillary, there are plenty of Iowans who have yet to make up their minds.
Yeah, still undecided.
Paul Detterman stands on the wide sidewalk outside the Masonic Hall. He's an engineer at a local manufacturing company who spent his entire life in this small working-class city on the banks of the Mississippi River. He says key issues for him include health care, foreign policy, and immigration. But for Detterman, the question of electability figures foremost.
Going back and forth between Bernie and Hillary, and, you know, basically seeing which is going to give us the best chance in November. That's what I'm most interested.
An hour and a half away from Clinton is Iowa City. It's a liberal university town. A ballroom on the University of Iowa campus is filled to capacity when Hillary Clinton makes a brief campaign appearance.
And I would be so thrilled and honored if you came and caucused for me on February 1st. And I promise you, I will work as hard as I know how to take it to the Republicans to win the election.
Student Kaylin Better isn't totally undecided like Paul Detterman is. She's persuadable, but she's leaning Clinton.
She just has such like a strong resume, and I guess I would rather see like progress made towards results than a lot of passion and hope, but not actually seeing that materialize.
And that's one of the decision points for Democrats in Iowa. Go with the establishment candidate, or vote for what Sanders promises will be a political revolution. Ann Selzer is a highly regarded public opinion researcher here. From her office in the funky suburb of West Des Moines, she generates data on the hearts and minds of likely caucusgoers.
We have an electorate that is unsettled about the status quo, to put it mildly.
Selzer says there's a reason that anti-establishment candidates like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Bernie Sanders are connecting with people this election cycle. And she says her polls indicate that voters are willing to take a risk.
People feel like they've nominated their traditional kind of candidate again and again and again, and then they've been disappointed that things aren't changing. So there's a real wish to shake things up, and they're far more willing to take the risk of putting somebody from the outside in than having the same old, same old, same old.
Back in Clinton, Iowa, Bernie Sanders is deep into his one-hour stump speech, and the crowd is with him at every applause line. The speech is long on policy, but also on politics, as Sanders mimics his detractors.
He just can't win. He can't defeat the Republican candidates in November.
And then he compares himself to the candidate that Iowa Democrats famously backed in 2008.
Remember that? And 8 years ago, Obama was being attacked for everything. He was unrealistic. His ideas were pie in the sky. But you know what? People of Iowa saw through those attacks then, and they're going to see through those attacks again.
This was the first event in a four-day swing that will take Sanders through more than a dozen, mostly rural towns across eastern Iowa.
A few hours after the Clinton stop, Sanders' blue campaign bus pulls into the parking lot of a chain hotel off Route 61 in Maquoketa. Outside, the sun is set and the temperature is dropping a bit. Inside, the bus is a warm traveling refuge for Sanders and his wife, Jane. They sit in swiveling black armchairs and face the plush bench where advisors and aides might sit for a meeting. In a few moments of quiet before addressing another crowded hall, Sanders reflected on the 8 months since he launched his campaign on the Burlington waterfront.
Well, it's wild. You know, we have been drawing huge crowds, and we've been drawing really a lot of people even in very small towns.
Those small towns will be key to victory in Iowa. Each precinct carries a set number of delegates, so big turnout in densely populated urban areas alone won't lead to a win.
So what we're doing now is running all over the state. Clinton is doing the same thing. And this is a small town. I don't think it's going to be a huge voter turnout, but it's important that we win delegates here.
In his closing remarks to the crowd in Clinton, Iowa, Sanders issued a call to arms. He said the eyes of the world will be watching Iowa on February 1st for the highly anticipated answer to one important question.
Will Iowa be the first state in this country to embark upon a political revolution, to lead this country in a very different direction? And you know what? I think that's exactly what you will be doing. Thank you all.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And I'm Patty Daniels in Des Moines, Iowa.